December 11th, Paul Cummings talking to George L.K. Marx. What does the L.K. mean? Nobody's ever told me.
And nobody ever seems interested to ask me, as a matter of fact, but I was named for my grandfather, whose name was George Lovett Kingsland, so they just tacked a Morris on the end.
Because I've seen those three initials so often, you know, I knew what the first one was.
Well, I always use those initials because I remember the first exhibition I ever had I didn't do. It was just George Morris. Mm-hmm. I went into Stieglitz's gallery, and Stieglitz came running up to me because he said he'd been to my show. He and Marin had gone to my show, and he enjoyed it because he was always interested in horses. Well, I thought that was very peculiar. Then I found there was another George Morris having a show at the same time, George F. Morris, and had an exhibition of horses. Well, after he found that I hadn't done them, he said he didn't find very interesting except for the horses. So after that, I said I've got to put my initials in.
Right.
And George F. Morris disappeared from the scene after that, so it was hardly necessary for that account.
But it kept going. But you were born in New York,
yes.
Right? Is your family New Yorkers?
Yes, my family lived in New York for, well, I don't know, several hundred years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, my family, they live in the Bronx, actually, in the place, their country place, is called Morrisania, and there is still a railway station you see on the way, Morrisania written on it. But they eventually, I think about the year 1900, moved down to Manhattan, abandoned the country place. And I was born on 72nd Street in a house which, oddly enough, still standing.
Pavel
has a new face on it. It used to be an old brownstone with a stoop, and now it's got a brick front, and I think it's apartments there now. And
whereabouts on 72nd?
It was 52 East 72nd, and in those days it was just a whole row of brownstone houses exactly alike, and now most of them are torn down, the ones remaining have new fronts. And in those days people got born in houses, they didn't go to hospitals. And then we moved to when my brother arrived, the house was too small, so we moved to 73rd Street, one block where I lived for many years.
Do you only have one other brother?
No, I had two brothers. My older brother was Nubo Morris, who was park commissioner, no longer living. And then I had another one. Stephen came 4 years later, that caused us to move out. And but the chief event of my childhood was not so much the living in New York, but every few years we'd go to Europe for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, excited the imagination more than if we'd stayed in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And my first trip was the age of three, and oddly enough, made a great impression on me. I still remember just certain scenes, you know, of Europe, and I thought it was so much prettier than America. And then we also in summer lived in Lenox, Massachusetts, where I still go in summer sometimes. And those were the two chief places where we resided. And the school days in New York were not very interesting. They were just kindergarten, and then I suppose because I was a nuisance around the home, I went to boarding school at an astonishingly early age of 10, which I don't think anybody does anymore.
What school was that?
It was a school for small boys called Fay School in Southborough, Massachusetts. And there I must say I didn't enjoy it very much. I don't think people should go there.
I was kind of young to be away from home, wasn't it?
Well, I complained about that, and my father said that his grandfather had gone to boarding school at the age of four, and he went to a school in Vermont. It took 2 days in a coach to get there.
Oh,
so he thought I was very lucky not to go to